What the fuck, man?
That time of year again where I say sobriety be damned and happy Yamsgiving.
Yeah.
I'm your gracious host, Danny Mullins, to my right.
Chris Mullins.
To his right. Somebody that had my wife prep him an introduction, and this is gross. This is bad.
Just get it over with.
Man, all right. It's titled Yams the Mighty. Ladies and gentlemen, today we find ourselves equal, for you are all equally blessed to hear this. I have the pride, the privilege, and the pleasure of introducing you to a man that is mighty. But he's not only mighty, he's also a seeker of justice. I first met him in China fighting 10,000 men with his bare hands. He has achieved much greatness and never fails. I just threw up my mouth a
little
bit.
I don't know if he's entering a wrestling ring or laying in a coffin.
He's the king and I am the simple, I am simply a pawn. Good. Good, good, good. So without further ado, I give to you Yams the Mighty.
Thank you, Danny. I appreciate that.
I hate you.
Very much.
So much right now.
There's a lot of things that a father four would like to be known as, like hard worker, good father.
Fist fighting potato.
No, but so it was like, no, I want to be the one vegetable that makes you fat.
What are you good at? Carbo loading? I hate a sweet potato.
I'm just a thin skinned tuber.
There's few things I hate worse than an actual sweet potato. I hate the taste. I hate the texture. I don't think they should be orange. That doesn't seem right to me. They're potatoes.
You ever seen a purple carrot? That's even trippier.
No.
So, yes, they exist.
Oh. We should replace Kelly with a purple carrot. He swore he was going to be here this week. Oh, my house is cold or some shit. What's the problem? Where is it?
I don't know. No, his house is old as fuck, so it has, like, boiler and radiator heat.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? And somehow the heat went out and it took the water with it.
That makes no sense whatsoever.
Well, he had a tank rupture or something somewhere.
I don't know.
I think maybe his wife didn't want him to come on, so she went at the furnace with a sledgehammer.
Maybe.
I'll teach you how to podcast, you bastard. Well, oh well. I mean, maybe next week or not. Yeah. It's whatever. We don't need a fourth. We have Yams the Mighty.
You're right.
Asshole. Chris, you got something to take us off with?
I do. I have
take us off with, yeah.
Yeah, take off. Like with the plane.
Take your shirt off.
The plane.
Let's podcast about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, first of all, you know, everyone goes to their Thanksgiving dinners and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And we all have gnarly shits afterwards, right?
Yeah.
I would say so, everyone.
Usually mine's like the next morning.
Yeah. A artist spent 3 months working on a $100,000 Louis Vuitton gold toilet.
Why?
Just to do it. It's made out of 24 purses.
I don't like this.
Yeah. So I feel like I deserve to take a shit in that after Thanksgiving.
You think so?
Yeah.
You eat so much that you deserve a golden toilet?
Well, that just makes you seem like the ultimate fat ass. No, I feel like...
kind of your words at this point.
Other things I do in my life make me worthy of a $100,000 toilet.
Name two things.
Made from purses, though. Like, on
yeah, that's
the outside,
how they got like the
leather.
Like
wrapped on the outside.
Yeah, with the
Louis Vuitton.
Yeah, purse the,
oh,
the
so it's
LV.
Not even. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Name two things that make you worthy.
Breathing.
Okay. You don't like doing it, but you do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then podcasting.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. So nothing.
Those are two things.
Barely.
Well, I really don't have to say anything. I mean, my introduction said everything, so I automatically qualify, so.
I'm going to kill myself. After that, I think. I should have ended it with a gunshot, I think.
And then I have a list of people I feel like we should truly be thankful for.
Okay. All right. You want me to write them long-winded intros as well?
No. I just got a little synopsis of what they've done.
Okay.
How about the strip club owner who bought the house next door to his ex-wife? And then he bought the house, didn't move in or nothing. He just spent $7,000 on a 12-foot-tall statue of a hand flipping her off and facing towards her bedroom window.
So it's in the house?
No, it's
just
in the backyard.
Door.
That's awesome.
Just make sure that when she looks out that window, she got a good view of it.
That is great.
I feel like...
That man deserves a golden toilet.
Oh, yeah.
Think of how much more he's done than you.
Yeah.
I mean, he started a strip club, which... Ballsy move, I guess.
I feel like if I would have, just would have been a bronze statue of me fucking another girl.
Yeah.
Or maybe fucking her gay male best friend.
Okay.
That'd be a good one, too.
I don't know. I feel like you commissioned the wrong person. It'd be a statue of you fucking a dog or something.
Hey, either way.
Is that him filleting Troll, the midget? Odd choice for a statue, but you'd pay so much money for it that you'd keep it there anyways just out of spite. Look at me fucking Fido. This sucks. Oh, well.
How about the Navy pilot that drew the 300-foot penis in the sky over the state of Washington? That happened this week.
Why? Why did he do it? I mean,
just to fucking do it, James.
If you had the opportunity, wouldn't
you? The same reason you draw a penis on anything.
He drew it on a whole state, though. I mean, Space View, that state now has a penis on it. It was the one that fell asleep early at the party and shit. It got a dick drawn on its face and permanent marker. What the fuck are you going to do now, Washington?
Washington's a lightweight. Yeah.
It's all the motherfuckers drinking that Starbucks shit. Oh. It should start up in Washington State, so.
Yeah, I guess so. That's awesome. How big was the dick?
It was like 300 feet. It was big enough that, I mean, he drew it with like an FA-18, you know, so.
Yeah, he probably got in trouble for that, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that sucks. You should make him a general or whatever is good for the Air Force. Captain America? I don't know rankings. I'm pretty sure he stopped, right?
I hope so.
Make him president.
I did see a GIF today. It was like when you and your partner draw a giant penis in the sky, and it was Tom Cruise and his buddy, and Tom got high-fiving. It's like it made my day.
You did it, Ace. I think Ace is his name, right? No, he's Maverick. Right? I've never seen Top Gun.
Yeah, I think he's Maverick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Goose dies.
What? Fucking spoilers, man. Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. It's only like 30 years old. What the fuck?
I don't know. I don't plan on watching it.
Okay, maybe it's not 30 years, like 20 years old, but still.
Either way.
This is an oldie but a goodie.
An oldie but a goodie.
I feel like we should be thankful for the American man that was arrested on the Afghanistan border hunting down Osama bin Laden with a sword.
There's no way that happened.
I'm going with it.
I hope this was yesterday.
No.
Like, dude, he's been dead for years. It was very televised. No, there's a movie about it.
He was actually reached out to 4chan for help and stuff, and there was like a group of them, and I think they pulled strings and made it all happen.
Why just a sword?
He looked like Tommy Chong, too. That's the best part.
Tommy Chong. Oh, God, from Cheech and Chong?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Why just a sword?
Because it's hard to get a... Because... That's what you find in Afghanistan, I guess. They behead a lot of people.
Don't they use machetes?
Think about, like, most of your anime and shit, somebody got a sword. That dude watched a lot of anime. He thought he was going to be a badass. He's going to go over there. He's going to defeat the big villain with his fucking sword.
I bet he's wearing a cape.
Danny, I don't know if you know this, but a machete is just a Walmart sword. Is that not true?
No, you're right.
Easy access sword right there.
That's great. Say there's that one time you got power wasted and just went at the bushes in front of your old house with a machete.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're like the Walmart of people.
To be fair, it was a fairly expensive machete.
It was Gerber, right?
Isn't that or Sauger. It was one of them stupid-ass brands.
Great.
Yeah.
That makes it okay, right?
If I had a tree, I probably would have cut it down.
Thank God. It's good. Did you have a dog at the time? It's time for a haircut. Oh, yeah. So you were the drunk man in your front yard attacking a bush with a machete while your Pomeranian watched.
Probably. Yeah. Good. Sounds about right.
Yeah. All those things make you deserve a golden toilet, right?
Yeah, but Dan, I think you're failing to realize that we hail from the land of green shirts and white creeper vans.
That's true.
That explains a lot.
Yeah, that's a work joke.
That's all of my actions right there.
That's true.
Yeah. I remember once making a snowman and going outside and cutting it up with a sword.
That was somebody else's snowman.
No.
We're not going to say that. We're going to say that one was mine.
I re-listened to the first episode with you on it this week. It was a little girl snowman. She made it. You cut it in half.
I did.
And then you said, hey, I'm not a bad guy. Now you're just lying about it.
His kids stole a snowman.
Yeah.
That's kind of impressive.
They disassembled it and reassembled it at their grandparents' house.
Yeah. Yeah. They just
when?
Next door and rolled the snowman over to our yard and said, fuck that shit.
A couple years ago.
They didn't think they'd notice?
Didn't care.
That's a good point, yeah. Do they even, like... Rearrange the coal or
did it.
Change
they
the scarf or anything?
Straight stole it.
That's good. Yeah. Kind of ingenious. I mean, you just roll all the pieces there?
It just gets a little bit bigger. It's like an enlarged version of theirs.
Yeah, yours was smaller. There's no way this was yours. As there's a giant trail from where they rolled the snowballs. Yeah, that makes sense. You also told a story on that episode about you hitting a short person in the head with a baseball bat.
I did do that. For reasons.
And then you became friends with his tall friend? No, you worked with his tall friend.
Got fired for sleeping at work.
He did?
Yep.
Hmm.
All he did was set up a machine where he just pressed two little plastic pieces together, and he fell asleep.
That could happen.
Oh, yeah, that job was boring as fuck. I don't blame him for falling asleep.
Mm, yeah. Is that all you're thankful for, Chris?
I got one more.
Okay, is it Dale Earnhardt?
No.
I got two more.
Yeah.
Well, today was Junior's last race.
Oh, I give a shit.
Sad.
He's not that old.
He's not old
he?
Enough that I've seen him start and retire.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
How old is he?
I don't know.
Really? You don't know?
No, I don't know.
His car says he's 88. I'm assuming he's 88 years old.
Go with that. No
Probably
works.
Close to 40 or so.
He started racing when he was 8. Retired at 88. Right?
Yeah.
Right.
No, so it's not Earnhardt Jr. It's another American hero.
American hero, yeah.
Steve Austin.
Ooh, the Million Dollar Man or Stone Cold? Or both?
Stone Cold.
Stone Cold.
I feel like Stone Cold is the Million Dollar Man.
Yeah.
What?
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 He's pronouncing the H.
Yeah.
What? Nope, that was a Q.
What?
Because I coughed. What?
Anyways, the American farmer.
What?
Just the average American farmer?
Yeah.
Oh, are we done wedding?
On a tractor.
Aren't they all?
Yeah, this dude, I don't know what they were doing, but some assholes decided to protest some bullshit on his property.
What if they're protesting something like really bad? Like,
I don't give a fuck.
Kidnapping.
If you got enough time to protest, you're a fucking loser.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck what you're protesting.
Okay.
I'm just saying,
I don't give a single fuck.
No, I believe you.
Was he involved in whatever they were protesting against? Like,
why would you be set up protesting in the country on some farmland? They're probably protesting GMOs or something.
Or grass.
Which are actually really fucking good, and we wouldn't have survived as a human race without them.
I don't know if that's true.
No, it is. It's way
true,
back. It goes back further than what you think it is. Because it's a genetically modified...
Yeah, I know what it is.
Okay, so that means if they crossbred corn to get a better yield out of it in 1850, they were creating the first GMOs.
Mm-hmm.
Very simply, that's what we did.
Right.
I mean, picking the hybrid of all the plants to get the better yields of the better crops, those things. That's all it is.
Okay.
Like, Monsanto and stuff might be a shady, shady company.
They probably do bad things.
But when it comes to farming, they're legit as fuck. Yeah. Don't hate them for farming. Hate them for Agent Orange or wherever they fucking developed.
Yeah.
That's bad. I know
which
is
true.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Same company?
Yeah.
Yikes. Yeah, I trust them with my food. You're right.
Yeah.
American heroes.
But anyway, so these assholes were protesting.
For the rights of tractors.
Well, I feel like...
Probably for free-range chickens, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, probably.
It seems like something people would be protesting against, which then you don't really actually have free-range chickens, because if they're free-range chickens, they just die. You don't have chickens in the fucking wild, because they just die. So they go to people to be protected.
Right.
I understand you don't want them shoved, like, 100 of them in a fucking 3-foot box, but there's no such thing as a free-range chicken.
Yeah. You know what should be against, like, the law? Turduckins.
Shoving a chicken up a duck's ass?
And then up a...
turkey's ass?
Yeah, chicken, turkey, duck? I think in that order?
Duck, chicken, turkey, probably.
And then you eat it.
So it's
I know
human,
chickens first.
It's a human centipede of poultry?
Yeah. That's what we should do for Thanksgiving. We have some ass to mouth. And then eat them, I guess. I don't know. No?
Yeah, so the farmer got tired of these people being on his land.
Yeah.
I mean, because like you're a farmer. Like every minute in the day fucking counts.
Yeah.
You know, after a certain point, they're done. But still, you live in the country because you like your privacy.
Right.
And overall.
And you don't want to look out the fucking kitchen window and see a group of fucking yahoos with signs in the middle of your goddamn field going, what the
fuck? Everything set up. Like our like,
now they're camping illegally. They're not setting up residence in my field. Get the fuck on.
No,
like our big ass, like 8x20 tent or whatever we have, they had one of those set up. So, farmer goes, gets his tractor.
Well, yeah, I'm surprised he wasn't already on it.
Well.
In his kitchen.
Yeah, parked out front.
He was towing a sprayer behind it.
Okay.
A manure sprayer.
Yes.
And he starts spraying it behind it or whatever, and he makes circles around them, so they have to walk through it to get to their cars.
Oh, he doesn't actually spray them.
And then he backs up.
Oh.
Gets real close to him and just hoses them down.
Good. Good. No charges.
Once I see
right?
him coming with the tractor and the sprayer attached behind, my ass is hightailing it out of the fucking field.
Like, yeah,
I'm not getting sprayed with fucking liquid poop. Thank
it's either
you.
Insecticide or poo. Those are like the only two things it could be.
Either way, I'm going to be sick afterwards. I don't want that shit, and I don't want to smell like shit either.
Yeah, I can just imagine sitting up camp on this guy's yard to protest anything.
I can't imagine protesting anything anyway.
I can't think of one thing that I care about enough to protest.
That's fucking stupid.
Hell no, I want more blowjobs, but then I'd just be in my living room yelling it at my wife. It's not really a protest. I will make a sign, though. I'll have to make it in Braille, because she's blind, but hey. I'm not going to read it. I won't fill the page.
You just save your time and make it about the size of the note in a fortune cookie.
Yeah. Because
that's about how much it's going
to
mean.
Yeah. You have to touch Braille to read it, right?
Yeah.
Why don't you just hand her your dick instead?
There you go.
I feel like that might not end well.
Get it tattooed on there so you can feel it.
In Braille?
Yeah.
I seen a Braille tattoo the other day. I shit you not.
Is it lumpy and weird?
No, it was just black dots on skin.
But you can't feel them then. It's pointless.
Yeah, no, I didn't say it was a smart person that got the tattoo. It was just... I've seen it.
I wonder if it's like when they get the Mandarin characters, and they always think, oh, this means like spirit, but really it means ramen noodles.
Yeah.
Chicken soup. I love looking those up online.
That is great.
Because one's like, oh, I'm an ultimate warrior. It's like, I like potato salad. Is what it really means. Because you can find one where there's a guy that actually speaks the language reading them, and he's like, well, that one actually doesn't mean anything. It's just lines. And there's the one that's like, I am a taco. It's kind of great, man.
You'd be fucking stupid to get a tattoo like that anyway.
My wife has a couple. But they're military ones, so it's, you know, whatever.
Like Japanese military ones or Mandarin?
It's written in that language, but it's military lingo. I can't remember what it stands for.
Japanese is Japanese. Mandarin is Chinese. So.
Yeah, I know the difference.
Yeah, in damn Cantonese. It, Chris. When we met James, he's there fighting 10,000 of them with his bare hands. You were the intro, man.
He said men. It didn't say they were Chinese men.
What other men would be in China?
Starving Ethiopians.
What kind of man would you find in China? You'd find a Chinaman. That's who you'd find.
I first met him in China fighting 10,000 men with his bear. That's true. It's undescript.
It is.
It does say men. At least it doesn't say people, because that could just be children. I beat the fuck out of so many homeless kids the other day. It was crazy. 10,000 of them I beat. They cried and cried, and I laughed and laughed.
No. Over the last couple of days, I've had like yesterday off. Got up kind of early the day before. Went out, had dinner, went to a comedy show. Seen a couple comedians. I can't remember the first two. But I remember the last guy, the closer, was a dude named Sean Latham.
Okay.
And you can kind of look him up on shit and check him out. He's kind of funny. But, man, he is an energetic motherfucker. And, like, I don't know if the first two guys just weren't as funny as this dude. Because this dude was just generally louder.
Right.
But the fucking speaker system was fucked up the whole time.
Ew.
They don't even have a board as good as ours to do this shit with. And they're hooked up some big-ass speakers. The gain was all fucked up. It was reverberating through speakers and shit. It was bad.
Do they need a sound man? I could be the sound man.
I wish I would have brought you with me because it might have made it. Because like I said, I don't know if it's just so how bad everything was that the first two guys weren't good, but.
Oh, maybe they just sucked. Good. Say, last time you guys, did you go with him to see the Amish comedian?
Mm-hmm.
Say, you said he was really there. Bad too, right?
He had some funny bits, but overall, yeah, he was not a good comedian.
I've never got to see a stand-up comedy set. Except for that one time we got drugged to a church and watched a Christian one. That was weird.
I don't remember that.
One of them had a guitar and sang.
I was there?
Yeah.
Sober.
Oh, I don't know. You're in a church, so probably not. This says for something called communion. But it's just wine, guys, and you can drink it. And they only give you dirty looks. They don't even call the cops.
They got sent out for free.
They gave me these shitty crackers. They said it was skin, but I know better. I'm not that dumb.
They're just trying to scare me away from the free snacks.
Free snacks and free booze.
Blood and bone and shit. No, man, I ain't falling for that.
Blood and bone.
Blood and bone. Man, you haven't churched in a while, have you?
Not really,
this is
no.
My least favorite category on Pornhub.
Blood and bone. Oh! No, sir. No. It's bad, Chris. That's right. Disgusting.
One part, though, reminded me of your guys' dad. And how he got diabetes.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up.
Okay. Well, this dude talks about his uncle having diabetes and not listening to the doctor. And they got to take his shit off at the knee. And he gets a fucking prosthetic leg. And he fucking names it Sugarfoot. And you'll have to look it up or see my order. But that skit is fucking hilarious.
It's Sugarfoot.
It's Sugarfoot because he don't listen to the doctor and shit.
That shit's hilarious.
Sugarfoot. I mean, it's a debilitating illness, but yeah.
And then today we went up to Fort Wayne,
mm-hmm.
And we went to a new place to eat that we haven't tried. It's at Jefferson Point called
Smoky Bones. Yeah, you told us beforehand.
Yes, and like I had a Philly prime rib, or no, it was a prime rib French dip. And
okay.
Everybody else got burgers. Kind of feel left out, you know, I'm odd man out, I ain't get a burger. But then the burgers ended up being dry, and these motherfuckers don't know how to saute onions. It's like, seriously, guys?
Not a good place.
You just got to cook them for a little bit. No, they're just, like, they heated up some butter, threw the onions in to get them warm, put them on the burger.
I feel like that's how you do it. That's not
no.
how you do it.
No, you got to let them cook down and get soft. They're still crunchy. If you have a cooked onion, it shouldn't be crunchy.
Right, right. Ugh.
So, yeah, they weren't cooked out and caramelized and shit. It was kind of bad.
So you're the only person that actually enjoyed their food?
Oh, yeah, I enjoyed mine.
Oh, good.
It was very good.
I mean, that out of prime rib would be good.
But it was really expensive. We had, like, 5 or 6 drinks. And the bill came to, with tip, like $150.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Drinks are expensive anywhere, man. Plus, you usually get something with Crown in it.
No, I had one mojito while I was there. That was it.
You knew Josh mojitos.
Josh had a couple Blue Moons. Brad had a Blue Moon. Mandy had a couple Bloody Marys.
Hmm.
So.
Gross. I hate a Bloody Mary. Actually, I've never had one. I hate tomato juice.
I won't drink it. It's just gross.
No, it looks like blood.
If it's made right, they're pretty good sometimes.
Yeah. You say the same thing about mojitos, but I don't know.
I love me a mojito.
Mojitos are decent.
I'll have to do mojitos for a beer review sometime.
No, because we do a beer review.
Oh, really? Is that why I have vodka for the beer review today?
Yeah, that's why I'm pissed off.
Maybe you should buy some.
I offered.
I already bought vodka.
I got this.
It was good. It's a good idea. It's Yamsgiving. Fuck you. I do have a story about getting said vodka, though, before we try it. So I went to my buddy's Joel, because his birthday is the day after yours.
Yep.
And he just wanted to hang out. So we decided to go get some booze. And, well, he was buying that Wild Turkey American Honey whiskey.
Okay.
And, you know, we had some shots of it. But I went in, and I saw this. I was like, hell yeah, I have to get it. Not the story. I don't know why I'm saying that. I bought it, I guess, is the important part of that. We pull up to the liquor store, right? And Joel sees a truck. He's like, oh, that looks a lot like my dad's truck. I was like, oh, he got a new truck? He's like, yeah. No, that's not it, though. I was like, that's weird, because that guy standing at the cash register looks just like your dad. He's like, oh, that's my dad's truck. And then he was out of my truck, just gone. And then his dad's truck started moving, because he had left it running. He didn't see who got in it. So he comes tearing ass out of this liquor store.
Oh, yeah.
Cans
great.
Of Budweiser flying everywhere. Runs, tackles the truck in the middle of the road, just slams into the side, and then opens the door and jumps in the passenger seat. And then I guess he just went, oh! He just made that noise and just put his head down. The only thing he was mad about was that he dropped his Budweiser.
Yeah.
That's alcohol abuse right there.
Yeah, but he was walking back by. I was like, hey, man, you should have shot him. He's like, I don't know what I would have done if it was somebody mean. Like, he would, I guess I'm going for a ride. He'd, like, just hop in the passenger seat, like, hey, we're going bye-bye, cool. I
Did
guess you're my new best friend.
Did he put a dent inside of his truck
when
he
I hope
it?
So.
That would be wonderful right there.
He caught that truck so fast.
It'd be kind of poetic if he made a dent in the side of the truck, and it looked like a vagina afterwards.
Because we've never talked about that on the podcast. He's an artist.
Yeah,
he's an art teacher.
I like your air quotes for the listening audience.
Well, he's an artist,
as much as we are.
And the first thing he ever made for his then wife, my buddy's mom,
I am an artiste,
was a vase that was a flat out vagina. His mom found it, was like, "Oh, this is beautiful. Put flowers in it and put it in the kitchen table." It was just a flat out pussy with roses in it. Eventually, they waited for her to leave the room and smashed it, and then act like it fell off the table, even though it was dead center of a kitchen table. They like. Took a hammer to it and then just scooped the pile on the floor instead of just picking it up and throwing it down.
Right.
But in every painting he's ever done, there's a pussy somewhere. It's always hidden. A hidden vagina. It's kind of great. Actually, the other day, Joel texted me a picture. It was just a painting of like 9 vaginas. He's like, do you think this is my dad's work? I'm like, that's awesome. Like, he just stands up in the middle of his art class where he's teaching a bunch of kids and it's like, I'm done with subtlety! And just pulls down a tarp and it's just a wall of pussies in front of 9-year-olds. It's probably going to happen.
He teaches kids that young?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Oh, man. He lives on butter, tequila, and marijuana. Teaches kids.
Teaches children. That is wonderful. That is just, like, what you want to hear. Thank God it is not in our town.
No, pretty far away.
I think you're missing one of the ingredients.
What?
The way meth? He caught that truck, it's got to be meth.
No. Yeah, no.
Oh, he's
going meth
around.
On that one.
No.
Yeah, Danny, come on. He looks like a meth
How
head.
Many teeth he got?
He does not look like a meth head. He has all his teeth.
He has Danny, all his
he
teeth,
looked like
and
a
they're
meth
not dentures.
Head. When he was dancing around his apartment in leopard skin, fucking
oh, there's
tidy
some
things.
Evidence out there.
Tidy that... things. It was a Speedo.
Yeah, those.
That's one thing that we'd always randomly see at Joel's house when we were kids was his leopard print Speedo just hanging off the dryer or a little above
present.
The belt line.
It's just always present, just ever so often.
I remember one time we were talking and he said something. I was like, oh, you've seen your dad naked? And he's like, I see him naked all the time. He never wears clothes unless it's that fucking Speedo.
That's just wrong. You don't subject your children to shit like that. That's horrible.
His girlfriend at the time knew exactly what Speedo that he was talking about because he just walked around the house in it. He probably banged that girlfriend.
Probably.
Hmm.
Somebody had to.
Right?
Oh, Joel wasn't.
No, never did.
It seems like there's a story there nobody's telling.
Well, there was. Actually, we're at the house. I was talking to her. Her name was Tasha. Oh, we were outside. And the bathroom, you could see the bathroom window upstairs. And somebody made a joke about his dad just standing in front of the window in the bathroom in the Speedo just dancing at cars that went by. And she looked up kind of mourning like, oh, I wish I could see it right now. He was a built man, you know, six pack wrestler. Meth heads don't have six packs.
I've never seen a six pack at all. I've just seen little scrawny, uncombed hair.
Scruffy. I'm calling him Scruffy.
Yeah, just a scruffy, skinny little weirdo.
Did you ever see this man?
Yeah.
When?
I don't. I know I haven't. I can't say that. A while ago. I know I haven't.
I don't know.
He's gray now. That's about the only difference.
Yeah.
He has more hair than us.
Cool.
I don't think that's a meth thing either.
Mine's a choice. No,
hair doesn't come into play with that.
But he still has all of his teeth. He has a new crazy wife. I don't know if they're married or not, actually. Yeah, no, it's all good.
Okay.
He's teaching kids, drawing pussies, throwing beer, tackling trucks.
What kind of truck was it?
Ford.
Fucking knew it.
So the door fell off when you tackled it, right? What's Ford stand for?
Fixed or repaired daily.
Fixed or repaired daily.
Found on road dead.
Tackled by our teacher. Yeah, I got you.
Fucked over, rebuilt Dodge.
That matches up. All those match up.
Fucked or raped daily.
Whoa.
That's what they asked for.
That's just what Brett calls his truck. Let's go pay some pussies, fellas. So, booze. Beer review?
Booze. Yeah.
Booze. 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 Booze.
Review! I feel like I did really good, Chris. I know you're not looking forward to this, but we're at Jamesgiving. I found the perfect booze. It's not beer, which you bitched about. It's not cider, which would have been fine, I'm sure. But
I don't like cider either.
Yeah, but I do.
Yeah. This isn't Chrisgiving. Chrisgiving's?
I don't do that.
Yeah, okay. I found Spud gluten-free vodka. Spud, yams, it's a potato.
Did
right?
you buy off those protesters in the field?
I might have. It doesn't seem to be covered in manure, so no.
It's probably because it was in their ass.
It'd still be covered in shit either way.
Sorry.
It's caramel macchiato.
Macchiato!
It's macchiato.
It's not macchiato.
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 No, it's macchiato.
Yeah, no, macchiato. It's your macchiato. Fuck, whatever.
Caramel macchiato sweet potato flavored vodka. Sweet potato, yam. See, I did good.
Bam.
Yeah.
So.
We're going
to
try it.
Since I did that horrible intro, you give a cheers to James.
Yeah.
For his birthday.
Off the cuff.
To like, James. You mean it.
Good father, sweet potato.
Bitter man, sweet potato.
Loving husband, just a potato.
Well, that was very flavored. Woohoo.
I'll pass on that.
You know, it was better when I was already drunk last night.
Yeah, I can see that.
That does not taste like sweet potatoes, Danny.
Nope.
That tastes like, you know that macchiato-flavored creamer?
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, God, I got heartburn already.
Oh, give me a drink.
That was harsh.
Oh, yeah, now my monster's cleaned up for you.
Oh.
Yeah.
I only had half a shot.
That was not a half a shot. Don't talk yourself up, you liar.
It was enough.
he poured two drops into a shot glass.
Bad chase, bad chase.
Oh, my goodness, quit pitching.
Yeah, that's what it tastes like, though. Somebody just did a shot of, like, grain alcohol mixed with that macchiato-flavored creamer.
Macchiato?
It's like huffing hairspray at a coffee shop.
Yeah, there you go.
I feel like it's something hipsters do.
Well, probably.
And then leave a bad Yelp review.
I didn't get high enough off their whippets. Fuck them. Hey, did you guys see that video I posted on Facebook, though?
No.
It is actually a video of the Skirvin Hotel. That I stayed at in Oklahoma City.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought it had a neat background. I mean, I guess I should have brought that up on, like, last month.
I think talked about it once you got back. Yeah.
Supposed to be haunted.
Oh, really?
Stayed there with the Cavs. They just lost. I don't think anybody's haunted by a ghost. But, yeah, they lost.
Maybe they're cursed by the hotel.
But, yeah, it was kind of neat just seeing. I was like, I've been there. Stood right there. I've been in that hotel.
No, I have to check it out.
We didn't go up that far to, like, the 10th floor or whatever. We only stayed on the 6th floor. So.
Is the 10th floor the haunted floor?
Yeah, it's apparently where he locked his pregnant maid mistress.
Who?
Before she committed suicide. Mr. Skirvin.
Oh, really?
The owner of the hotel that got built.
Yep.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he found out one of the maids there got pregnant by him, so he locked the bitch upstairs in an apartment, more or less, or room, right. Until she went insane, had the kid, and took the kid and jumped out the fucking window of the 10th floor with the kid.
Oh.
And they suspected that it was covered up. By him in the newspaper and stuff.
That's awful.
Yeah. And it's supposed to be haunted by this bitch. So.
Okay. That's kind of cool. What about the baby? Is it haunted by the baby?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, one of the things is they'd hear a child cry when there's no child around.
I regret asking that question.
Yep.
Yeah. Should have known the answer anyways.
Yep.
It was pretty simple.
Let's switch gears a little bit, because that's depressing as fuck. Shoot from the hip.
Oh, I just thought it was neat, because I've been there.
Let's replace the turkey for Thanksgiving dinner.
Let's replace it.
Yeah, what are we replacing it with?
Well, that means, I guess, a turducken is out.
Yeah, because that's part turkey. And also an abomination to man and God.
Like, what I would rather America. Have than turkey?
Well, that one's an easy one for me.
Oh.
Beef Wellington. It's a very good, like, Christmas dish. And done properly for a family is very good. So, that's what I'd rather have.
Yeah, cool. What is that?
A beef Wellington. It is actually just like a filet.
Okay.
The big portion of the tenderloin. It's just browned on each side with some rosemary and stuff, garlic, whatever. And then you take a goose liver pate, put a very small bit on top. You can replace it with, like, mushrooms if you want, or, like, mustard or something. Just something with a little bit of a bite to it, just add flavor.
Leave that off, all of it.
And then you just wrap it in a puff pastry, cap the ends and stuff, and bake it for a little bit, like 35 minutes.
Oh, okay.
It's like that. It's a real nice cut of meat.
Oh, okay.
So, nice Chris? Steak.
So, it's like an expensive steak corn dog?
Kind of, yeah.
Yes,
really.
Chris, that's exactly what it is.
It is the best top-of-the-line beef corn dog you can ever get.
Okay.
Just stick a stick in it, and you're good to go, buddy.
I'll try that.
He would, too.
I've deep fried. I've actually battered and deep fried filet meat. Hey, they're wonderful.
I bet it's good. Yeah.
Yes.
Man, like what I would rather have than turkey. Man, that's a long list.
Nothing involving cranberries. I'm not a fan of those fucking things.
No, I'm okay with it now. Like stuffing?
No. Cranberry. Dressing.
The only thing I like cranberries with is vodka
or sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Something also I don't really like.
Vodka.
Cranberry and, like, paint thinner? Yeah.
Oh,
same thing as vodka.
Cranberry paint thinner.
I'm just saying, we just tried it. It's proven fact that is, like, sweet potatoes mixed with paint thinner.
The sweet potatoes didn't help. Didn't help, James.
Not at all.
I'm going to go with tacos.
Tacos?
Like, okay. Good tacos.
Well, yeah, you don't want, like, tacos.
No. You got to make it be able to put it on a platter to replace the turkey. You know, you can't have that empty platter in the middle of the table. So it's got to be taco ring.
Yeah, you have a platter of tacos.
Platter of taco.
Yeah.
Oh, no, the taco ring.
Okay. What's in the middle?
Lettuce and salsa and sour cream and shit.
Ew.
All the sides and stuff. But no, you remember, we made the taco ring before. They're wonderful.
Oh, yeah, those things are good.
Yeah, see, one of those. That way you have all your toppings in the center.
Yeah.
For our house specifically, I would replace it with just a giant block of tofu and look at the rage build in our father's eyes as he doesn't eat it.
Doesn't
you
understand
ruined my favorite
it.
Holiday, you
He thinks that
bastard.
You're coming out of the closet all of a sudden. He's confused.
I knew it
angry.
All along. You're gay.
That white block, it means you're gay, right? You taking them dicks now, huh?
It's like semen. It tastes like semen.
About, I want the D. Stop. Not in this house, you won't. Get the hell out.
You made our dad sound like a really old Southern woman. Which isn't that far off, really. Right?
No, not at all. Good. I did have speaking of eating, and James was talking about eating out and stuff. Had an interesting situation.
Did you shit your pants in a restaurant again?
No, I wish.
Damn it.
I wish that's what would have happened. Went to the local Chinese buffet.
Oh, yay.
I ate there last week.
Okay. No.
Which way? There are two.
Teppanyaki. Okay.
No, there's not.
There's only one now.
Teppanyaki's closed?
No. That's the only one.
What about the other one?
Closed a long time ago. New Main Moon.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's out.
Oh.
Yeah. So, yeah. What's it called?
Teppanyaki.
Yeah, that word. Yeah, it's long. Lots of syllables and... And
I'm pretty sure it just stands for, like, the flat top, like, wok grilling style. You know how they...
That's a hibachi.
There. No.
It's a hibachi grill.
Look up the meaning of teppanyaki.
No.
No, I don't want to.
That's a bums.
Anyway, so me and my girlfriend, we're sitting there eating. And, like, I'm on, like, my second plate or whatever. I was about done. And I'm biting into this egg roll. And I just decided to look at the window. I see a cockroach climbing up the window.
Mm-hmm.
I slid that egg roll out of my mouth and just set it down.
And you know, the whole egg roll, too,
yeah, it was.
Bite out of
yeah.
it. No, I mean all the way in your mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I just slid my plate and I looked at my girlfriend. I was like, you done? She's like, almost. Why? I was like, okay. And I just sat there. I was like,
you didn't tell her?
Well, eventually she made me, but I was like, trying not to make. I didn't know she'd freak out or whatever. I just like wanted to pay and
didn't
leave.
Want a scene.
Yeah. And so finally I tell her, like, what happened, and she was like, I, like, handed her the money. I was like, I'm going outside to smoke.
I'm going to throw it up.
She told the waitress. The waitress giggled and walked away.
Ew.
That there was a cockroach.
Oh, you know Racky Cockroach?
Yeah.
Oh, no, Roshi, they're
fucking
bad.
Gross.
Hmm.
Like, I felt queasy
it's
for, like, the next
we
4 hours.
It's the only thing we remember out of Hiroshima.
Wow.
I felt queasy 4 hours after eating there.
I think it would be fine.
That
shit is so gross. Eh. Oh, my God.
Southern Taco Bell. The South Taco Bell.
Southern Taco Bell.
than the southern end of town.
It's the other side of the border.
Yeah,
it's outside the bun, you bastard.
Same reason I won't go there.
I ate there. What happened?
There was a guy, two guys standing there, and like from in front of them. So I don't know if it came off of them or was already in the building, but I see the cockroach run down the front of the counter, up and underneath the slushy machine. I'm like, I don't ever want to eat here again. It may have fallen off the guy. I'm not sure, but because he wasn't really a clean guy. But I was like, I don't want to eat here ever again. Yeah. All right, assholes. I looked it up. It's a Japanese dish of meat, fish, or both, fried with vegetables on a hot steel plate forming the center of the dining table.
They have one of those. See? But it's not in the center of a dining table.
No, that's what I'm saying. I know it was something weird, like a, you know, a grill or something like that. So.
You can't hate that place because the one time we went there and they had a blatant Mexican trying to act Japanese or Chinese at the Teppanyaki grill. So, I mean, his name was like Wang, but he was a Pedro.
Oh, yeah. Big Jose time. All day.
Really angry looking. Like, I am ashamed right now. I am turning my back on my people.
They make me do this.
They made him turn his R's into L's. It was crazy. L's into R's?
I had a conversation with my girlfriend, like, literally, like, right before you showed up at my house and we came here. And I was saying something, and it involved a Mexican and a black guy. She's like, no, he's black. I was like, no, he's Mexican. She's like, they're both dark.
Oh, my God, dude.
I was like, what the fuck you mean? How can you not tell? That's
awful.
That's two races that look completely different from one another.
Yeah, there's not a similarity there.
I mean, it's not like we're debating like Koreans and Chinese.
No, thinks you're a Native American.
Probably.
How white, man?
How
neck's
Chris?
Red enough.
You're what?
Neck's red enough.
A little too red, I think. You'd be like Rudolph.
The most famous one of all.
Chris, with your neck so bright, won't you shoot this gun tonight?
So what's one thing you could walk in at Thanksgiving dinner and just instantly be pissed off and want to leave?
Well, you just do. Like, you walk into the house, you're like, ah, it sucks, I want to go.
Oh, I hate being around people.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really look forward to Thanksgiving. I've never been a huge fan. It's all right. I mean,
you know, forced socialization is never fun.
Yeah, you
and
eat a
lot. That's what a lot of it is.
I dodged a Thanksgiving dinner today with my in-laws.
Fuck you, I was there.
You went?
Yes.
You guys haven't went in, like, years.
Yeah, I know. We had to make an appearance.
Why?
I don't know. We were asked to.
So?
Come on. Anytime I grace my presence anywhere, it's a special occasion, so.
Intro's over, James. Stop.
No, but yeah, no. Her, Maddie's dad asked to come out, say hi to everybody since we hadn't been out in a while, so
I
decided to go. And,
yeah, no, I didn't
be
go.
Cool. I mean, last couple of years, we've always been busy with, except for the exception of this year, this is like normally my second daughter's competition season for gymnastics, and she's not doing that this year, so that we've actually had the time open to do it. Normally, we're out of town on a meet somewhere.
So you went to the family dinner and then went to Fort Wayne to eat?
Yeah, because the time after I got done talking to everybody, telling them what happened with the house and all that business, there was fucking no food left. I'm like, well, I'm glad I'm going out to dinner later.
Yeah, really? Wow. I like avoiding those things. They're really boring. So
yeah, they are.
Yeah.
I wasn't there either.
Yeah, me neither.
No, I got left to my own devices there. Mm. No backup this year. It was horrible. You guys are assholes.
Yeah.
Well, at least I got some backup. Nope.
Nope, I wasn't in town.
And you're in the family now. You should constantly be my wingman there.
My wife has severe bronchitis right now.
Your wife.
I wasn't going to go without her.
And that's why you spent the weekend out of town.
Yeah. Had to.
Without her.
She's sick. Can't take her with me.
You could have came to the dinner and brought Parker.
I was out of town. What time was the dinner?
1 o'clock. Didn't start eating until 2.
I got big in at like 1:02.
See, you could have easily made it by 2 because we didn't get there until 1:30.
Yeah, could have. Didn't.
Yeah, I know. Thanks.
Sorry, man. But what about you? What's the one thing that could piss you off at Thanksgiving, you think?
Like food-wise?
I don't know. It was your question, dude.
Well, mine's spaghetti. Easy. It's my mother. She, seeing her there would piss me off.
Spaghetti would be weird for a Thanksgiving dinner.
Or pizza.
No, people like pizza. Who the fuck likes spaghetti?
No, motherfucker. I don't like spaghetti.
I don't like spaghetti either.
But I'm just saying, for like Thanksgiving, your ass better have a fucking turkey. I'm going to be pissed. Hey. If I show up at your fucking house and you got a fucking ham, I'm going home. Because I'm offended.
No, I hate ham, too. I fucking hate ham. But at the same time, like...
So I hate Easter.
I like turkey, but deli turkey.
If you have turkey, like, if you don't have like turkey, you better have a corn hen.
You know, like the big roasted turkey... Like,
yeah, we're aware of what a turkey is.
We also know how to cut one, yeah. You know, how they cut it for Thanksgiving.
And they're also usually only dry when our mom makes them. So.
Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, it's like that.
The fucking carcass from, like, the alien egg. Expect to see a face grabber come out of it and shit.
Shitter's full.
Yeah. Get yourself some real nice, Clark.
We did the same thing with fucking Talladega Nights, what, last week? To say I love crepes, man.
Speaking of turkeys, I have the 11 most insane calls to the Butterball turkey line.
How do I get it out of there? It was probably number one, right?
Oh, man.
Can I get salmonella on my dick?
Yes.
Number one, can I thaw my turkey in the toilet?
Technically, yes.
Yeah, I don't see why not. Just clean it first.
The toilet or the turkey?
You clean the toilet first, the turkey second.
Yes, okay. Afterwards.
Okay, I guess if you have to. Make sure it's still wrapped, right?
That's good. I don't know how.
Rubber wrap it.
Yeah, I don't know how airtight turkey, they are, yeah.
Put a turkey condom on it, you know, tie it at the end. You're good then.
They make it real airtight.
Yeah.
My cat started eating my raw turkey. What do I do?
Tell it to stop. You fucking stop the cat from eating the raw meat first.
They eat birds in nature. It's fine.
Yeah, but I mean,
you just cut that section out.
Yeah. Or not. It's fine.
Make it.
Yeah, I feel like I just go buy new.
I mean, like, if you're talking like Thanksgiving morning, the motherfucker's about to go in the oven. There's no option to go get another turkey. Yeah, you just cut it out and you serve that motherfucker.
Just deep fry the cat with the turkey.
I mean. So I was going to say, carve up a cat.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
I've heard.
Yeah. How about this one? Can I cook a 30-year-old turkey?
No.
No.
No. I mean, no.
No. Don't do it. I don't give a fuck if it's not technically freezer burn. No, fuck, throw that shit away.
Why have they had the same turkey for 30 years is my question.
Well, it's probably just in the deep freeze.
It's not a fine wine. Maybe the kids don't age it, man.
Maybe the kids haven't been home in a couple of years.
30 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dad does have that drinking problem.
Can't afford Thanksgiving dinner.
But now that he's passed away, we can finally throw that turkey and eat it.
Okay, I'm not a chef, so I don't really understand this one.
Okay.
How do I give my turkey a bikini?
Well, dude, you know what? You've went beyond my expertise as well. I don't know how the fuck you give a turkey a bikini either.
Now I gotta get on the Google machine.
What it says underneath that, some holiday chefs take extreme measures to please all guests. One year, a caller was emailed a photo featuring a turkey with a suntan bikini look. And she wanted to know how to make that happen.
Well, how do you make it happen?
It doesn't say.
Let me think. You're going to have something there that's going to not cook the same. It's going to prevent some of the heat from getting there, so it's a little lighter.
Right here, I found it. You just wrap aluminum foil around your turkey in the shape of a bikini.
Why? What's the point?
Heat so shape. It looks like...
And you get the... Because
of your turkey. Oh, it's like it has boobies. I see it.
There you go.
What's the point?
Just the look. The aesthetic of it.
It's kind of gross. The way this one's displayed, it looks like a sexualized toddler without a head.
You're giving it human features. What do you expect?
Oh my God, this is disturbing. And you know, everybody has that weird uncle that's going to try to molest the turkey.
Yes, I would.
I meant our uncle. What are you talking about?
Oh. He couldn't lift it.
My wife left me. I'm fucking this turkey.
They got the same kind of skin. Yeah, I miss those ridges and bumps.
Yeah, this turkey actually has nicer hair.
That hour-old shave feel, you know?
Yeah. Oh, my God, there's one where they just photoshopped Obama's head on top of the turkey. I feel like that's racist.
Why? Does it say jive turkey underneath of it?
I wish. That's just a woman's butt. What is this?
You just typed in bikini. What do you expect?
Turkey bikini.
There's a lot of guys there, too, Danny.
Where? Oh, yeah, there's one.
I'm looking at one right now.
He's a dreamboat. Hmm. What's going on in this one?
Banana hammock?
Nope, it's a woman with a balloon turkey bra.
Oh, God. I hate the internet.
Yep.
Oh, it's a horrible place to go some days.
Yep. Okay, number five on the list.
Dun-dun-dun.
How do I prepare the giblets for my cat? What the fuck's a giblet? Is that like the innards?
It's the giblets, and yes.
Oh, how can I thaw my turkey on my car luggage rack?
You
strap it up there.
Are these people calling in and ask this, or yes. These emails?
No, these are all calls.
You fucking don't. Stop doing that.
Well, I mean, even if you try, it's kind of hard to fuck it up. Just make sure the sun's up. Put it on the roof.
Drive around.
No. Don't even have to.
What?
What if it's a little freezing outside? Then it just won't thaw out. Actually, I have a really good answer.
It's a little freezing outside. It's not going to thaw no matter what, asshole.
You pull the car into the garage. You put the turkey on top. You start the car. You close all the garage doors and sit inside till it's thawed.
No, no. See, you got to run a hose from the exhaust, put it in the turkey's ass, so that way it also bakes from the inside from the car exhaust.
And make sure the turkey's on your lap. Yeah. I mean, the turkey's done, but Grandpa's dead.
No, no. But
sounds like a win-win to me, son.
I was watching one of those, like, VH1 shows where they have, like, the horrible inventions. One of them literally was an exhaust grill.
Oh, my God.
Not kidding on that one.
That's horrible.
It was an exhaust grill.
I mean, everything would taste bad.
It's supposed to be filtered and shit somehow, and you just get the heat out of it, but I don't know if that's how that really works. So.
No, yeah, bad I'll pass idea. On that.
Yeah.
Let's try to see if I can find it so you guys can see it. It's kind of neat.
I hate it. I like it.
Will chainsaw oil affect my roast?
Yes, it will. That is not the same kind of lubricant.
That's metal as fuck, though. Carving a fucking roast with a chainsaw? I didn't know Leatherface celebrated Thanksgiving.
I thought they were going to baste it in the chainsaw oil.
No, no, no. He's carving it with a chainsaw.
That's badass. We can go with that.
One man called to tell the operator he cut his turkey in half with a chainsaw.
Same guy?
Yeah. Anyone knows the oil would change the bar oil or whatever would affect the taste of the turkey?
Yeah, it's going to make it taste like bar oil or whatever.
Yeah, just around that edge. You clean it off real well.
It'd be fine.
Put the two halves down, make it leg up. You know, you're good to go.
It seems like he just called to brag, honestly. Like, you know what I did, motherfucker?
How did the meat disappear from my turkey?
You ate it.
Somebody ate it.
No, I think it was one of those super dry, like, National Lampoon Christmas turkeys.
Shitters full. Get yourself something nice, Clark.
You're making like 40 feet. There's nothing to brag about, Russ.
There you go, Danny. Why don't you check that out for just a second?
This is the exhaust burger. Take it easy. If one crazy grill design wasn't enough today, then check out this exhaust burger grill concept, a shortlisted entrant in a recent design competition titled Dining in 2015. It's a muffler that you put a burger in.
What?
Shit.
Told you.
No.
Yep. Yeah.
No, don't do that.
And it uses the heat and, like, surrounds the casing and it's supposed to do some shit. I don't fucking know, man. But it's supposed to cook your fucking burger with your exhaust of your car.
Man,
you know?
They're just trying to put Hank Hill out of business.
Kill with cancer.
Kill the propane industry.
I mean, cook burgers with exhaust. You're the same thing, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Back to the meat disappearing from the turkey. A disappointed woman called wondering why her turkey had no breast meat. After a conversation with a talk line operator, it became apparent that the woman's turkey was lying on the table upside down.
Wow. Did our mom do that one year?
Probably.
I'm almost positive she cooked it upside down. Yeah. Because the bottom was all brown, except the bottom was all gross and soggy. Yeah, that happened one year. And the shitter was full.
Why do I have to cut the legs off?
We don't.
We don't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was she fucking roasting a hog and thinking it was a turkey? God, she only got her farm animals right.
I put an apple in its mouth. It didn't have a mouth. Oh, I put an apple in its bowl.
So you don't have to. She was just dumb.
Yeah.
She had seen her mom always cut the legs off because she had a tiny ass oven and the turkey wouldn't fit with the legs on it.
Oh, nice.
Buy a smaller turkey.
Yeah. I feel like we'd be good at this job.
Yeah.
Turkey phone operator.
I could do it.
Every time the call's like, woo! That's all I'll say, man.
Hope you're having a blah-blah-blah day.
Hey, so I opened the butterball turkey, right? And there was this gray sheen to it. Is that okay? I'm sorry, I have bad software reception. What did you say? Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I said... Then I tell the shitter was full and hang up on him, so...
Now you gotta help those people that actually got a problem, like, oh my God, my dog's head's stuck in my turkey's ass. What do I do? Don't put the dog in the oven.
Put the dog down.
Yeah.
Before you put it in the oven.
It's too stupid
to
live.
Then put it in the oven.
There you go. Yeah. It's your doggin.
Yeah. It's your doggin.
Why won't my turkey stop sudsing?
Why is the... What?
That's a good question.
Yeah. Sudsing?
Yeah, what the hell?
She got it in the dishwasher all of a sudden?
A first-time Thanksgiving chef called in tears on Thanksgiving morning. She was so proud to have thawed the turkey successfully, but then she rinsed the turkey with dish soap.
Oh, my God. Wow. Dishwasher wasn't far off, man.
No.
Can you get that flavor out, that taste?
I don't know, and I don't want to try.
Seems like it's soaking
lemony
in the meat.
Fresh turkey? No, thank you. I ain't going to Mr. Clean's house for this shit. Fuck off with your magic eraser, bro. Get it away from my turkey.
Oh, man. The last one's dumb.
Oh.
Can I keep that turkey cooking aroma around all week?
Oh, my God. Yeah, make a turkey every day.
Yeah.
Fucking moron.
It's real simple. Just leave the drippings in front of the exhaust vent on your oven, and it will heat it up, and you'll have that smell every day until it begins to go bad.
Yeah.
Then it's going to stink.
I feel like there's probably a turkey scented candle somewhere.
There's a KFC scented
candle.
No,
there is. It's a Yankee candle. It's called...
You're fucking dumb.
I know.
I hope you know that.
I got very little sleep last night.
Great part, comedian last night. Get calling everybody stupid. He's like, you're all stupid. And they're like, hey. I was like, you fucking hit the nail.
You're
on the
making
head there,
them
bro.
Right. You're making him right.
And he just loved their homemade stage they had with their fake brick. He just fucking loved that.
Was it the headliner or one of the...
it was the headliner. He was dogging them hard about that shit, dude. And I'm like,
how many people were there?
Oh, it was roomful, man. There's probably...
Fives of people.
I don't know. I'm going to say probably close to like 60, 75 people there.
That's not bad for Marion.
Well,
it was done at the Elks, and it was sold out like within a couple days. So.
Oh, wow.
That's the second time they've done it. They're going to do it again in the spring.
We should go heckle whoever comes.
I thought about it a couple times with the first guys. I'm like, because like the first dude, his gimmick was like, he's bad with women. Okay.
Okay.
Some of it was funny. And one story told where his dad kind of reminded me also of your guys' dad, where he'd walk in, he had four sons, and he'd talk about, he'd walk in and tell them all, you know, there's a 25 or 1 in 4 chance. One of y'all is gay. Like 1 in 4 men is gay.
Mm.
And that was, he'd just walk out, that would leave it at that. Just blatantly saying, parenting. I'm expecting one of you to be gay, just so you know, it's okay.
And I will not be okay with it.
And the whole time he's making these jokes about being bad with women, the whole time I'm like, I know, we heard 1 in 4, but I just wouldn't say it.
Right.
I just couldn't do it. I don't want to be that guy to be a dick.
It sucks. I almost made it onto a successful podcast heckling in Chicago last year, but they never released the episode. I got to yell, no, it was his asshole, and I was right. Didn't release the episode. They got their X-Pac facts wrong.
Yeah.
Sean Waltman, make some noise.
And every time they made they said something, they kind of went back to Danny for, like, confirmation.
I know my shit when it comes to professional wrestling. You don't do a professional wrestling podcast in front of me and be wrong. He's like, oh, he did a Bronco Buster, ripped his scrotum open. I was like, no, it was his asshole. He's like, you're an asshole. Hey, man, you're still wrong. They just kept on staring at me. Never released the episode.
Maybe they would have said taint, but not scrotum. You know what I mean? You could have given them credit for it.
No, it hooked the ring, buddy.
Well, the taint hits the ring, bro.
What if it goes up?
Well, that's up your back then, and that's just... That's not going to happen.
There's
that's
a lot of blood in his trunks. It was pretty gross.
That's man. It guarantees where it met the taint, I think.
Yeah. And then he got visited by the meth fairy.
Yeah, I heard about that. Mm-hmm. He methed it out.
Yeah. No, he didn't. It was a workout powder.
Yeah, workout powder? Yeah. Cocaine? Yeah. We've all been there. Yeah.
Was it meth?
Yeah.
They sang.
Yeah. But I don't know. I think we'd be good at heckling a comedian, especially as a team effort. If we
spread out amongst the room.
Act like we don't know
just
each other.
Just be calling back and forth to each other and shit.
Like you stand up and something like, show. You suck or something. And like, now that's funny. Points to you and then you can do the same thing. He's right. That is funny. Him saying that's funny is actually funny too.
If I was to do it, I'd literally just drag my chair up to the stage with a cup of coffee and a cigarette and act like I was at an AA meeting. The whole time just keep going.
Damn it, I'm in the wrong building again, aren't I? Well, you're still not funny. If he put us in our place and like, you know, because some comedians are really good at taking on hecklers. If he starts getting back at us and making us look dumb, we just beat the shit out of him on stage. It's local. The security cannot be good.
I think the other two comedians were security. I'm not sure. Like I said, though, he was good.
Yeah, I meant the next guy that comes. I don't care who he is. Unless it's that one comedian with cerebral palsy, then I feel like I'd feel bad if we beat the shit out of him.
Oh, what's his name? I think I shared a couple of his videos. I can't remember his name now.
He's actually funny. I can't remember
guy
his
from
name.
Austin, Texas.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah. But, I mean, if he makes us look dumb, we just break an arm.
Zach?
You know?
Zach something or another is his name. I can't
remember. Yeah, something like
you're
that.
Driving us, so
Zach Blue or something weird like that. So I did find famous bands that had really stupid names to begin with. Some of them still kept stupid names. But I'll give them their original name. You can try to guess which band it is.
Oh, I feel like you should give us the successful name, and we'll try and guess what they started out as.
Would you prefer that?
Kind
of. I'm good with it.
Okay. Pearl Jam.
Rescue Rangers.
No. What? Why that?
Why not?
Chip and Dale.
The Blue Oyster.
The Blue Oyster cult's on this list later.
Oh,
darn.
Mookie Blaylock.
What?
Yeah. Mookie
Blaylock. The basketball player?
I have no idea.
Mookie what? Basketball player?
Yep.
All right, what about Queen? Is it another one-word name?
Sex.
No. Yams?
Crumpet.
No.
Freddy and the Boys.
One word name, James.
Oh, no shit. Now,
you oh, I'm sorry. I mean, Freddy and the Boys.
Yeah. Freddy and the
Boys. Yeah. Fredrickson.
Smile.
Smile?
Smile.
No.
They can't make me fuck them. They can, though. I dig me certain Queen songs. Yeah. Like Bicycle.
It's a stupid song to like, man.
Oh, it's a very stupid song. Def Leppard. Also a two-word name. Two-word name!
Thank you. Def Leppard.
Crazy Taxi.
Hearing Tiger.
No, I have no idea. This is really bad.
Crouching Tiger.
Atomic Mass.
What?
Yeah. Maroon 5.
The Maroon Paisley 5? 6.
Well, I thought the first name was... Kara's Flowers.
Kara's Flowers?
Yeah. Ooh, The Beach Boys. Not their original name.
The Can Pindle. Hold on. Can you get pause for just a second, Chris? Will you mind reading that for me?
Mookie Blaylock. Daron O'Shea Mookie Blaylock, born March 20th, 1967, is an American retired professional basketball player. He spent 13 years in the National Basketball Association with three different teams, namely the New Jersey Nets, Atlanta Hawks, and the Golden State Warriors.
Boom shakalaka, I knew my shit.
That's great.
That's how they got the lyrics for the song Jeremy. I hate Pearl Jam so much,
oh,
man.
Oh, they are not great.
No.
They had, like, that one song everybody liked.
Fucking Eddie Vedder.
Was it Jeremy?
No, it wasn't Jeremy. It was the other one.
Was it Jeremy? Do they have more than one song, really?
They got that one...
Jeremy!
...song.
He spoke in class today.
No, they got that one sad song about...
The They're all sad
The girl
songs.
Dying on the train tracks.
No.
The car wreck.
Oh, where, oh, where did my baby be?
Yeah, that
Something
one.
Like, yeah, my wife listens to that song. I fucking hate it. I hate that song. I hate the words. I hate his voice.
It's hard to listen to. So you got to be in a really weird fucking mood to enjoy that shit.
You got to be a really weird person.
I haven't found it yet.
Mm-hmm. See?
And you have all that giant wheel of emotions of angry and not
shit.
Happy.
We're playing that shit at his funeral.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do about it then. We're also going to be teabagging you.
No, no.
I won't be there.
If he's in a coma, hospital, 24/7.
Well, I hope you can hear me, you son of a bitch.
Payback's a bitch, motherfucker.
Play it he on wakes loop. Up 30 years later. Jeremy spoke in class to... Where am I? What did he beat the... He bit the recess lady's breast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
You're going to be dreaming about...
That's in the song.
Yeah.
He bit...
The recess lady's breast.
Or lunch lady, something like that?
No, it was recess lady.
Recess?
Yeah.
I feel like it's not acceptable in today's society.
No. I think the song's about like a mentally handicapped kid that finally communicates by biting a woman's boob. Something like that.
No, I think it's just depression.
Could be. But that's how he spoke in class, was with violence.
Yeah.
Hidden teeth.
I've never paid attention to the song, apparently.
Oh, don't
didn't have
about
a safe place. That was the problem. No safe places there then. Yeah.
I thought you said there was no sex place.
He could have been into that. I don't know. He was a weird one. I mean, come on. He bit the recess lady's breast. I mean, seriously.
He did. I just looked up the lyrics so you can really appreciate Jeremy for everything it is. All right? At home, drawing pictures of mountaintops with him on top, lemon yellow sun, arms raised in a TV. Nope, raised in a V. I added that T.
What?
I don't know. Arms raised in a V. And the dead lay in pools of maroon below.
Man, we got us a real motherfucking Fred Durst right now.
Mm-hmm. Daddy didn't give attention. Oh, to the fact that mommy didn't care. King Jeremy the Wicked ruled his world. Jeremy spoke in class today. Jeremy spoke in class today, or Jeremy spoke in class. That's that part of the song. You know what I'm talking about?
I didn't know there was anything about a class in there.
Clearly, I remember picking on the boy. Seemed a harmless little fuck, but we unleashed a lion, gnashed his teeth, and bit the recess lady's breast. I remember. See? He bites a booby.
Bullying leads to crazy things.
Like a bitten booby. How could I forget... And he hit me with a surprise left, my jaw left hurting, dropped wide open, just like the day, oh, like the day I heard, Daddy didn't give attention, no, and that boy was something that Mommy wouldn't wear. What? King Jeremy the Wicked ruled his world. Jeremy spoke in class today, Jeremy spoke in class today, Jeremy spoke in class today. Try to forget this, try to forget this, try to erase this, try to erase this, from the blackboard. Jeremy spoke in class today. Jeremy spoke in class today. Jeremy spoke in. Jeremy spoke in. 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 Boom.
I feel like Jeremy's the reason Jenny got a gun.
Possibly. There is probably clearly a restraining order involved in those two.
Man, I'm pretty sure that won them like awards.
I don't know if you caught that. That was an Aerosmith joke.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
I said Jeremy got a gun. That's not right.
That is great. And then that's when Jenny came up dead. That's the other hit.
Could you imagine if Aerosmith's the one that did that song? Jeremy bit a breast. The whole world came undressed.
I don't think Steven Tyler could pronounce that shit correctly.
No.
It just wouldn't work.
So many drugs that man does. Did. Probably still does. Anyways,
he's a pretty sweet-looking grandma now, though. Like, have you seen him?
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks like Rastafarian grandma really hard.
Have you guys seen that?
He has hit that Golden Girls blonde one too many times.
You're a Cubs fan.
See?
Have you seen the old hero Sammy Sosa lately?
Oh, he's gotten fat, but other than that, I mean...
Google him real quick.
Yeah, we've been Googling so much on this episode.
Yeah, I love Google. It is the greatest thing ever.
Because you remember what he looked like back in the day, right? Mm-hmm. Do you remember what he looked like?
No, yeah, I just know. No, the picture is ridiculous. He straight followed in the footsteps of Michael Jackson. He has begun to whiten himself.
He looks more like Santa Claus than Sammy
like,
Sosa.
I think he took like a tour of like the Trident factory and fell into the whitening strips by accident. And
like the
sudden,
Joker, but dumber.
He looks very cartoonish and stuff, you know?
Yeah, he doesn't,
because he didn't have all the plastic surgery like Michael Jackson did, so...
Oh, that's a good thing. He still has a nose.
Yeah. Like, it's just... not a good look.
I don't know why you'd purposely pull a Jack Napier, you know? Throw yourself into a vat of teeth whitener?
Fucking badass.
Yeah, obviously. The Beach Boys.
Oh, man, I don't know. Summertime guys? I don't know. It's probably something weird.
Suburban hooligans.
Landmen.
What?
Landmen.
No, I made that up.
Oh.
It was the Pendletons.
What? That's not better. What the fuck is the Pendletons?
Okay, yeah.
That's not like something you'd see at the fucking retirement home and shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the Beach Boys
like
now.
The Beach Boys, yeah.
But now, they had to have their fun on the sun, man.
Speaking of bands I hate, I care about Green Day as much as I care about...
Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam, thank you.
Man, come on. You can't be here hating on early Green Day, dude. I understand now the fucking emo falling, but man, early Green Day is good. I don't give a shit. Fuck you.
I like
all right, they helped lead the way for like
shitty
good
pop
music. Right?
No,
so fuck
they
off.
Didn't lead the no. They didn't.
Yes,
they're not even punk.
I don't fucking hear it. Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Shit is. Don't
no,
give a
not.
Shit as it is.
No, they're not.
Bullshit.
They're as punk as the Offspring.
Classified as a punk band.
No, they're not.
One of the best.
I think.
Don't care.
I love the Offspring.
I feel like old school Offspring is very punkish because
no,
of the
it's more ska really.
There's too many hair splitting when that comes to that bullshit. It's like trying to split. You have metal music. You don't need to classify it as like fucking acid or death or fucking black. And it's all heavy metal. I don't give a shit. Okay?
Yes.
It's too.
James's favorite opera act is Hollywood Undead. Fuck you.
What are they?
Rap rock.
Yeah.
Or, well, the kind of new metal, really. Kind of like Linkin Park was. They're classified as new metal, I think.
I could see that. Some of their songs kind of heavy. But they also have like club songs and shit. It's kind of weird.
Mm hmm. Anyways, what was Green Day's original name?
Saturday Slurpee.
Ew. That sounds so gross.
I just had to say they probably were trying to, that's why they named the album Dookie or something. They'd probably just be trying to be Dookie.
Sweet Children.
Oh, fuck.
Huh.
Kind of creepy, right?
Yeah.
I don't think
cares about the Black Crows. Ooh, Bone Thugs in Harmony. Not a badass name, I will say that.
What?
The current one. Or the previous one. The first one.
All right.
I'll say Bone Thugs in Harmony is like...
pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom.
I love
boom,
Bone Thugs Harmony.
Well, tell me what you gonna do when they ain't nowhere to hide. I used to listen to that song a lot. That and First of the Month. Great song.
First of the Month.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
It's the first of the Month. Yeah, we know it.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, man.
God, I'm glad glad we don't make music. We're so bad at
I
this.
I know.
The Bill Cosbys.
Why would you say that?
Why not?
I don't think they were drugging bitches.
Yeah. They wouldn't need to, dude. You think Busy Bone had
I don't think he
needed to. Then
they
came
to
the trap house on their own free will.
The trap house.
Mm-hmm. And they harmonize on her face. With their bone, 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 bone. The Band-Aid Boys.
What?
Oh, fuck.
Like Nelly?
Band-Aid Boys.
Oh.
I mean, I don't get it.
I don't either.
How do you go from Band-Aid Boys to Thugs?
I don't know. Yams, you might know this one. We're sticking in the world of hip-hop. We're just going slightly more Hasidic. The Beastie Boys.
No, I've always just known them as Beastie Boys. I've never heard anything else ever mentioned. And I've kind of watched some shit on them because B-Rad is a fucking major Beastie Boys
fan. Yeah, I wonder if he knows this.
He probably does. He's probably listening right now,
screaming the answer.
The name in like in the hospital lobby. All right, because you know he's at work. That'd be great. He's at work right now, and he's just screaming the fucking name.
That's the turkey basters, you dumb fuck. It's not actually the turkey basters.
And like everybody's just looking at him like he's crazy.
Yeah. If he's just screaming Beastie Boy names in the middle of a lobby.
God damn it.
Throwing salad everywhere. The Young Aborigines.
I didn't get to say my guess.
Oh, guess the Young Aborigines.
Two dreidels and a yarmulke. They're Jewish. It's funny.
No, I get the joke.
This is a real kosher like, joke, bro.
Like two turntables and a microphone?
You know, I get it.
It's two dreidels. And a yarmulke.
Because they're Jewish.
Yeah.
You're spinning them like you do. You spin the records and shit like a DJ.
Yeah.
Come on.
And a microphone like a yarmulke.
What?
Yeah.
Because they both go what? Around your head. Not in the same area, but, you know, close by. Neighbors.
Two dreidels and a menorah?
That's better. No, it's not. Shut up.
I have the lights and shit for the disco ball? Duh.
I'm just glad the next band's Jewish as well. Kiss.
Oh, man. Oh, I've actually heard this.
It's a molesty name.
The Fred Durst?
The molesty name.
I still think you defining... Or the review you gave of his sex tape where you said it was like watching Brett Favre at the end of his career might be the funniest thing that's been said this year. That, when I was editing, that shit had me cracking up. That and them making 9/11 legal again. For some reason, that shit had me cracking up when I was editing.
Oh, man. Just wait until you get to this episode.
That's going to be fun.
You say so.
It's going to be a laugh riot.
Kiss. The Masters of the Psycho Circus.
They stole my shit.
Yes. They stole Violent J's shit.
That ass through the leather pants.
What song is that? Psycho Circus. Is all my shit.
Fuck the world.
Yeah.
From the Amazing Jekyll Brothers.
Yeah, I told you I bought the album today. Or yesterday,
right.
Dickhead.
That's right. I'm the dickhead.
Was the download red?
No, it's like...
Because if it doesn't come in something that's like see-through red, I don't want it.
I pour blood on my cell phone screen to make
that
it seem
authentic. When I started listening to it, that was the first new album that dropped, like me listening to it for like 6 months before that album came out.
Oh, okay. So, is Play With Me still awesome? I used to love that song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's so good.
Kiss, original name. Wicked Lester.
Wicked Lester?
Which is really close to Mo Lester. So dumb.
You know what's worse than Lester?
That's just the cover art.
Mo Lester.
Yeah, just gotta get a little bit Mo of that.
Classic.
Gotta be mowing on in on it.
Wait,
that wasn't the Nightmare Before Christmas soundtrack next to it, was it?
Yeah, of course.
What the fuck, man?
Oh, you know I have that shit. Although I love that album. I'm sorry.
He's backpedaling. Well, I mean, you know I love it, but he's also not maintaining eye contact with anybody.
It's just one of those things. I know it's one of those, like, you know, guilty pleasures. I don't give a shit.
Robert loves that movie.
I love the movie, too.
So much in common.
That's the guy I tried to talk to Danny about one of my guilty pleasures this last week at
what
work.
What was it?
Post Malone. Like, Post I enjoy Malone. Post Malone. And I tried to show Danny his.
What the fuck is Post Malone?
He's a shitty rapper.
Oh.
But, yeah.
I like how that's his guilty pleasure, but Jelly Roll's not a guilty pleasure. He just flat out loves it.
It's fucking poetry, man. Poetry in motion. Fat motion.
But there's a lot of motion in that ocean.
If I can fall asleep and it ain't stop motion first 6 hours, it's still just like waving.
I remember 3 hours ago when I started this segment and somebody said Blue Oyster Cult.
Yes,
they're on
yes,
here.
It did.
Any guesses?
The Four Horsemen.
No. There's five members. They're right here. I see
yeah,
them.
Yeah, well, they don't count the fucking drummer. Nobody counts the fucking drummer. Come on.
They all look like the drummer. You know?
Whole band of drummers.
I mean, look at that. They all look like our Uncle Ron.
Yeah.
There ain't no lead singer to get the pussy in that group. No. It's all drummers.
I'm going to go with the fifth wheel.
Soft white underbelly.
What?
I don't know. It seems accurate. They all seem to have soft white underbellies.
Yeah.
It's a goddamn warthog. Son of a bitch.
Okay, the Doobie Brothers. Doobie Brothers, I guess, is just the Doobie
the Doobs.
Brothers.
The Jointed Jeffries.
The Doobs.
What's one of their big songs?
I have no idea.
Oh, they got stuff.
Yeah, they got
Dad likes
one,
them.
You know.
So, no.
Let
me fucking load up Spotify. Hold on.
I'm sure we would know some of their songs.
I'm looking.
I do.
Doobie Brothers.
My wife pointed
Split
out to
Stevens.
Me.
Stevens.
My wife pointed out to me today that, have you guys seen that, that new lighter, the electric lighter they have out that'll light anything, the atomic lighter.
No.
Yeah.
One of the things they say it can do is, like, it'll light a candle.
Wow.
It'll singe the end of a rope. It'll do this.
Do all the things fire
it'll
can do.
It'll do that.
It's
it'll
fire
light
in
a doobie.
Your pocket.
It'll do this other thing. And it just kind of grazes over it, saying it'll light a doobie.
Oh, it actually says that?
Yes. That's the crazy part. Wow.
Long train run. Listen to the music. China Grove. Woody Fool believes. And Blackwater are their top five played songs on Spotify.
I feel like you would know listen to the music.
Blackwater.
Yeah. See?
No?
It's good stuff.
It's just a banjo. Every other fucking banjo song starts like this.
It's not a banjo.
There's not a banjo playing right now at all.
I don't know.
That's something they call a guitar. And why are they called the Doobie Brothers if there's like six members? It's boring as fuck. Doobie Brothers, original name.
I told you.
Spliff Stevenson?
Spliff Stevens.
Nope.
Jointed Jeffrey.
No. Still no.
It's a Blunty
word,
Bobby.
It's a word for penis that isn't used nearly enough, I think.
Cock.
That's used Dong. A lot. Nope.
Yeah, Dingle.
Classic, man. Think middle school.
Wank. Wanker.
Wiener.
Wank. Wanker. Wiener. This is fun.
Is it Wanker's Wiener?
No, it's not Wiener's Wanger or whatever.
Fucking ass wang.
Come on.
Hot dog.
You pull it.
A finger?
Dick.
Pud.
Pud?
Pud.
That's it? Jesus. The full name. Pud.
P-U-D.
Three letters.
Pud.
I feel like Pud would have two D's. Could you, like, you need as much D as possible in Pud.
That makes sense, actually. All right, Finger 11, which is already a pretty dumb name, I think.
It just shows how great you are with that, you know, guitar.
Yeah, they're
like
known to be shredders. Yeah,
on one hand, you know.
I don't think that's
ripping
what that
it
is.
Up.
Okay,
toe thumb.
Ration.
Hey, dude.
What?
Toe thumbs are gross.
Oh,
that's like, how you get that six finger on the one hand. That's how.
Was your guess also toe thumb?
That's a good one, though. I ain't
wish
gonna lie.
It was.
Wish I would have thought.
Actually, has nothing to do with hands or toes. It's a rainbow butt monkeys.
What the fuck?
Three words: rainbow butt and monkeys.
Kind of like that better
than finger 11.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be the rainbow butt monkeys.
Be loud. Be proud. Be the rainbow butt monkeys.
We're here. We're a band. Get used to it.
And we're totally gay, but that's neither here nor there.
That shouldn't matter. Why are you looking at me? Sugar Ray. Remember when Sugar Ray was like a rock band?
Yeah.
Mean Machine on Road Rash 3D.
Oh,
great game.
Yeah.
Mean Machine.
Great song.
Mean Machine. It was. Until they just wanted to fly.
That's a good song, too. You can't tell me you don't like, you wouldn't rock out of that song if you walked into a store and heard it.
I mean,
you would be like, oh, shit.
Yeah, probably.
It's Mark McGrath.
Yeah.
It is. Hey, shouldn't he be, what was it, the hosting Entertainment Tonight or some shit?
I don't know.
His Frosted Tips?
Was that the name of the band, Frosted Tips?
I wish. No, it was the Shrinky Dinks.
Shrinky Dinks.
Yeah.
What the fuck is a Shrinky Dink anyway?
Yeah.
His dick.
I thought it was a real thing, though.
It's a dink. Now watch it shrink. So you're getting a reverse boner?
What was the old word for a wiener?
Pud.
Pud.
The old word
classic.
Classic.
Jeez, I think if I could edit, it's going to be 30 seconds to pass, and I'm like, what was that word for a dick?
Probably.
Pud?
The Red Hot Chili Peppers.
The Naked Sun Boys.
Nope.
The Mild Packets.
The Taco Bell Sauce. Tony Flo and the Miraculously Majestic Masters of Mayhem.
That is awesome.
No one would ever remember it. They'd be
Tony
Flo and the
Boys.
It's
like Mikey D and the Boys.
Yeah.
Thanks for the fuck, Shaq.
Tony M4 is what it would be ended as.
Thanks for the F, Shaq. Signed Dirty Mike and the Boys. You know, I thought it was a piece of dirt. Turns out, Severed Deer Vagina. We're just quoting movies again. The Other Guys. You should watch it. It's a great movie. Since you're starting to hate Will Ferrell less, watch
The
Other
guys.
Did you like it?
Yes.
All right, good. You better get back here and fuck my wife.
The sound of your piss hitting the back of the urinal is feminine to me.
Aim for the bushes. Oh, one of the best bands of all time. And I'm not being ironic when I say that. Black Sabbath. Paranoid, Iron Man, all the greats. Snowblind, one of my favorite songs about cocaine. Almost as good as Buck Cherry's On a Train. With cocaine.
Speaking
and it's all lit up again.
Yeah. Speaking of being on a train, while I was at the movies, there was a trailer.
Hold on, I was looking back and forth for that segue that I missed.
You said Buck Cherry on a train.
You said theater.
I said speaking of trains.
But then you said theater.
There was a trailer with Liam Neeson.
On a train.
On a train, and it looks like a pretty damn good movie.
It's not. Spoiler alert. Okay? You asshole.
Where he has a specific set of skills.
No, he doesn't. That's
no,
the
he's
thing
an
this
ordinary
time.
Guy this time.
Yeah.
Without the specific set of skills.
Right.
Who's going to fuck you up.
Yes.
Suck a pud, Chris.
Anyway. I see the same trailer.
Black Sabbath, people. Original name. It's not the Horkinsons, like you and your buddy John tried to get me to believe for a while.
Oh, man. I wish it was.
They told me up and down that Ozzy's first band was called the Horkinsons, and there was a demo tape that you could find that was really rare but really good. It was self-titled, The Horkinsons. The Horkinsons.
Because you know they had tapes back then.
What's not like I bought the vinyls of We Sold Our Soul for Rock and Roll? It was on a compact disc, man.
Yeah. The Iron Machines.
No.
Nah.
British Rage.
The Polka Talk Blues Band.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. Yeah.
Nope.
That was right there.
And you'd think there's still only two left that I'm going to cover. One was one of our dad's favorite bands. Also, today I had to have the awkward conversation of them telling me the ACDC's guitarist passed.
Yeah, Malcolm Young.
And me R.I.P. saying that I don't like ACDC. And dad's like, what the fuck do you mean?
Yeah, what the fuck do you mean?
He's like, what's not to like? I was like, his voice.
What?
The lyrics.
Well, Dan, I gotta ask you, what do you think about Kiss, though?
The old man in a schoolboy uniform makes me uncomfortable.
Do you like Kiss?
No!
Okay.
You can not hate the song Back in Black.
Yes, I can.
No.
They have two good songs.
Physically impossible.
Yeah, two good songs.
Back in Black and what else?
Shook You All Night Long. And, For Those About to Rock. Fast! Oh, and Thunderstruck. Man, I'm going to listen to some AC/DC tonight. Creedence Clearwater Revival. What's
CCR. Up? CCR.
CCR, which is already, it's a name. It's a long-ass name.
It is a long-ass name.
I'm just going to tell you this one because I really wanted to get to the last one. The Gollywags. Oh, Gollywogs. It's a soft A.
What the? Wog?
Yep. All right. Creed.
Creed.
One of the best bands of all time, Creed?
Baby Feet.
They'll Lift You Higher?
Is it Baby Feet?
You're not far off.
What?
Naked Toddler.
Oh, my God.
Petey Pampers?
We're called the Statutories. Now let's sing about Jesus while we have sex next to Kid Rock.
It was a blowjob.
Yeah, that's good.
It's not sexual relations. If Mr. Clinton taught us anything, a blowjob is not sexual relations.
That's nope. True.
As our grandma told me, it's the same as a handshake.
What?
I remember our mom's mom when all that was going on.
No,
I was like,
no.
That's just how kids today shake hands.
Blowjobs?
Yeah. I had that conversation with our fucking crazy ass grandma.
No, you no.
Swear to God.
That's not...
While Clinton was in office, which makes me what?
Oh, that was middle school era, so you're...
I didn't think it was even middle school.
Well, you're talking between, like, I'd run around like 10 to 12.
Yeah, she just told us how kids, you know, back then just shook hands.
You mainly shook hands with, like, you know, new acquaintances?
Find
or
somebody.
Buddies, maybe?
You find a friend that's kind of slack-jawed, that leaves his mouth open a lot, stick your dick in it, best friends from there on.
Joel and Jason.
Okay.
Danny and Joel.
Chris and Yams. I was going to beat you to it.
Nah.
Why? It'd be so easy to make you suck someone's dick, though.
I almost got him the other day again. I was really close.
Hey. I mean, you had
that lady, no, still, that lady at Kmart, she turned red and had no idea what to do when I tried to stick a banana in his fucking mouth.
Well, she witnessed a sexual assault. He turned into Tim Allen from Home Improvement.
Hey, what's that?
He ran and he's like, there.
But yeah, just the look of terror and embarrassment and everything on this young girl's face. You tell she was just fucking dead embarrassed. Like, this has never happened. I've never seen anything like this in my life.
For new listeners, first off, sorry about this episode. Second off, Chris has this thing, and you're getting better about it, buddy, where if you sneak up behind him and put something like near the back of his head, and then he turns around real quick, he instinctively opens his mouth as wide as he can, and you can just stick it right in there. I got him with a broom handle once. Whole broom handle.
It's all a over defense the mechanism.
In jail?
There's a video that makes me think of Chris, and every time I see it, I just die laughing. And it's the guy, like, this one guy has, like, this Halloween mask on.
Oh,
and his
yeah.
buddy has, like, this weird glove with these really long fingers on it. He just sticks it through the fucking mouth hole of the mask and, like, deep throats that motherfucker. You can see the guy. You can see the guy. You can see the eyes behind the mask, you know, wide and shit. And he's like, I can't help but die laughing every time I see that fucking video. It's like my favorite video.
He showed strangers at Lowe's and stuff. It's like, this is like my buddy. He'll put anything in his mouth until he gags.
I sent to Chris one day, too, just so he can make sure he's seen it.
It's just not funny, man.
Oh, I'll see it. I'll see it.
He just texts back, hashtag struggle is real.
Yep.
Holy shit. All right. Well, hey, we've
100% fire. You gotta get those little emojis.
God, if you ever start texting like that.
Hey, keep it 100, bitch.
Also,
fuck that thought.
Fuck that thought. What's that?
You ever heard that term?
No.
Thought? just like a throwaway bitch, a thought.
A thought.
T-H-O-T.
What?
Not like a mental thought.
No.
But like a...
don't give a thought about it, you know, type shit. Come on now.
Oh, my God. No. I know the terminology.
So no, you like don't. We're not, don't
no,
lie.
I do.
No.
No, stripper was big on that word back when it... I hate that word. Last time I
in, was around in it. The lexicon and what I'm kind of understanding thought to mean, wasn't she one?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Hey, real recognize real, am I right?
You ain't never lied.
I've been knowing you my whole life.
100. 100. Keep it real.
Yeah. I prefer keep it 100 proof. That way I can't feel it.
Your face?
Yes. All right. Yeah. Anyways, what do we do now? HMF? Nope. HMF? What is that? What is HMF? Hold my fuck.
HMF. You know, sponsored to HMF.
Hot man GMOs. Fudge. Hot man fudge?
Hefty man fun.
I'm just gonna leave this in. Fuck it. We've celebrated the fuck out of Yams' birthday and Thanksgiving. It's been a happy Yamsgiving. AMF, I'm Danny Mullins.
I'm Chris Mullins.
I'm Yams.
We'll hold your beer.
Yeah. HMF, man. I think it was HMB and AMF mixed together. HMB is hold my beer. AMF is audio.
Holy motherfucker. Motherfucker.
Man, why didn't I just go with that? Instead of hot man fudge. What a putt I've been. What is this? According to Urban Dictionary's top definition, a thought is a hoe. With the plural being thotties instead of hotties. I get it. Other definitions, however, reveal a little more about how the word itself came to be. Thought is actually an acronym. Ooh, thirsty hoe over there.
Huh.
That's what thought stands for.
Cool.
Well, this is a good time to bring up our new theme song is by the Drunken Guns. I forgot to bring that up in the episode again. Get us on Instagram.
It's the Drunken Guns, not Guns and Beers, as I thought they were called.
It should be, though. Let's be honest. We're Guns and Beers. We have Guns and Beers. Run!
Beers and Guns and Guns and Beers and Beers and Guns and Guns and Beers.
Oh, when are you starting your one-man stage show?
Thursday. I'm glad you brought it up.
I'm called the Drunken White Man.
Did Robert ever go through with going to do that open mic night?
No, he's still writing material.
I still think we should go.
I can have that shit done for
That's me. Who we heckle!
And we record beforehand in the car, we record after in the car. But yes, because I'm sure we're going to get kicked out.
No, that'd be great.
We set them down like, hey, bro, you ate so many dicks up there. Like, I know, like, some of them were intentional, but, like, they were all in your face.
Hey, Robert, you know my favorite part of your stage show? Is when we ran up and pulled your pants down in front of everybody.
And that was the only time they laughed?
You know, it wasn't that cold in there. I'm just saying, bro.
The heat was on.
It's summer.
Shave. Fucking shave.
Oh, you have a Jufro down there.
It looks like a Tizzy Roll has been dropped on the floor.
I'm just going to hit stop now. Yeah, okay.